Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. This Thursday, some 1,600 will gather around the breakfast table at the Kentucky State Fair in Louisville for a bit of farm tradition.
The Kentucky Ham Breakfast is, without a doubt, one of the largest farm city events that's held in Kentucky. It brings the who's who of industry and elected officials, government officials, farmers from across the state all gather in that breakfast to celebrate what agriculture brings to the table.
Breakfast coordinator, Farm Bureau Commodity Director Joe Kane, says since the 60s, this event has been a showcase for the state's ham producers, and this Thursday morning, many of them will be in the kitchen early.
The country ham producers are very involved in this. They will prepare somewhere around 450 pounds of country ham for the breakfast, and that process starts about 4 o'clock in the morning whenever we start cooking the ham. So the ham is cooked fresh that morning and then brought over to the breakfast area.
Several other commodity groups pitch in with food and fixins.
The Kentucky Poultry Federation works with Calmaine Foods to get about 5,400 eggs. The Dairy Products Association of Kentucky provides somewhere around 1,600 half pints of milk. The sweet sorghum producers, they'll bring about 30 gallons of sorghum molasses. The Beekeepers Association provides about 20 gallons of honey.
The morning will be capped off with the charity auction of the State Fair Grand Champion Country Ham. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
From humble beginnings in the 60s, Farm Bureau's Joe Kane says this country ham breakfast and auction has raised over $8 million in charitable donations.
It's important to remember that this whole function is a charitable event. Everything that is raised in the ham auction, where we auction off the Grand Champion ham, every penny goes to the charity of the winning bidder's choice.
Last year, the all-time record auction price was set at $2 million. Kane says they never know what the bid will be, but it's always appreciated.
Looking back at last year's $2 million ham, you know, we started out in 1964, and, you know, the interesting thing there was the Grand Champion ham brought $124.
So will this Thursday bring a $124 bid, $2 million, somewhere in between, or a new all-time record? Whichever, great for charity and the country ham industry. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.